Welcome to the second week of our Speaking of Schools podcast for the 2015-2016 school year. I'm Doug Keel. Today, a conversation with a couple of ladies I think you'll enjoy hearing from. Anne-Marie Steritz is the president and CEO of the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness. She's going to be giving us an overview of the council and what it's been doing for its past 11 years of existence to promote business and industry, as well as research and education in South Carolina. Also, we'll be talking with Betty Bagley, who is the field director for Transform SC. That is a component part of the Council on Competitiveness, and we'll be learning about new schools that are coming in to the Transform SC movement, innovative ideas from these schools, and what they'll be doing to capture that innovation for their students. So that's our lineup today. We, of course, come from South Carolina's Department of Education and are here each week. So join us for our conversations today. Anne-Marie Steritz, President, CEO of the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness, and Betty Bagley, Field Director for Transform SC. We are Speaking of Schools. Advancing the long-term economic competitiveness of the state through research, through industry clusters, through education and workforce development. That's what the folks are doing from the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness, and we're going to learn a little bit about the success that they've enjoyed in a very brief span of time. We have with us today Anne-Marie Steritz, who is with the South Carolina Council, in fact, is CEO and president of the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness, and we welcome Anne-Marie to Speaking of Schools. How are you?
I'm terrific, Doug. Thank you.
And thank you for your time in doing this, because a lot of folks do not know about the success that you've enjoyed and the impact that you have already had, as I said, in a brief time. Talk to us a little bit about the council. Tell us about its formation, what's involved with it, and some of the things you're trying to do. I don't know if we have enough time for everything that you're involved with, but I know that you're in with a lot of things, particularly in the area of research, industry, and education and workforce development.
Absolutely, Doug. I appreciate that. And as you mentioned, the council is focused on the long-term economic competitiveness of the state. And we were founded in 2004 by a group of business leaders, policymakers, and academic leaders from across the state who recognized that we needed to take a long-term perspective at our economic competitiveness. And we placed particular focus on making sure that we were research-based, that we were taking a look at the trends and looking at data and evidence, also looking at particular industry clusters in the state where the state could have a particular competitive advantage. And I think probably most interesting to your audience for today's purposes is since our formation 11 years ago, the council has always had a focus on education issues, and we've been the only group to regularly convene statewide leaders around education and workforce issues at every point along the education spectrum. And when I say that, I mean from birth to adulthood. So it was a very natural fit when a group of innovative superintendents and business leaders came to the council and asked for our help in organizing and launching a collaborative effort to transform the PK through 12 public education system. And many people now know that as Transform SC, which officially launched 2 years ago.
And I had the good fortune of going to the Transform SC last year and heard some of the stories that some of the districts were involved with there from Transform SC. And they're growing, of course, another conference coming up. And we're going to hear more a little later from Betty Bagley, who works very closely with Anne-Marie and the folks in the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness in the education area. So that I would guess that that's scheduled again for that annual meeting of Transform SC?
Actually, Betty will speak to this. That will happen in March of 2016.
Okay.
Will be the statewide conference. Yes.
Well, that'll give you opportunity to some of the new districts that have become involved. I think there were 20-something districts as of last year, and you're taking on more districts who are seeing the need and the good results that come out of a membership with Transform SC. So we'll look forward to hearing from Betty as we talk about that in just a few minutes. Anne-Marie, anything anything else that you'd like to add with regards to the role of the Council, SC Council on Competitiveness, and the impact that you're having in South Carolina?
Well, I think, as you've mentioned, Transform SC, we do have 30 schools representing 19 districts that were the first to join the network. I know as you talk to Betty, you are going to learn a little bit more about the opportunity we're now presenting to expand that network. And I think what is wonderful to understand about Transform SC and why it's different is it really is a grassroots effort. These are schools that have wanted to innovate, just needed support, and we really have a tremendous opportunity. The council is very pleased to be housing Transform SC because what it emphasizes is, probably for the first time in a while, it is a coalition of educators, business leadership, school boards, parents, the Education Oversight Committee, and policymakers that all have a real common vision now oriented around the profile of the South Carolina graduate. And we know that this is a long-term prospect in which we're engaged, but we're very thrilled to be a part of it and look forward, as you said, to people learning more about the statewide conference that will occur in March of 2016. And please keep an eye out for the other work of the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness in some of our other areas as well.
And speaking of schools, it's just a good place to stay tuned to because we'll have announced on public radio as well as on our weekly podcast, like Anne-Marie is speaking with us at this particular point in time. And one more thing, Anne-Marie, I think that it's interesting to find out that, or it's interesting for observers to know that it is not necessarily the rich and affluent districts in South Carolina that are transforming. It is a lot of districts that have been recognized as underachieving districts, as some of your poorer districts, but great things are happening through the council as well as Transform SC.
Absolutely, Doug. Absolutely. Thank you for highlighting that. And it is important. Total transformation really is about any school that is interested in innovating and looking at a new culture and looking at new successful practices that we can share across all of our districts in the state. So you're absolutely right.
Let's move from our conversation with Anne-Marie and talk with Betty Bagley. Anne-Marie had mentioned Betty Bagley being an important part of the COG with Transform SC. Betty is field director with Transform SC. She joins us on Speaking of Schools. Betty, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Good. We want to get an update on where Transform SC is. I remember going to the meeting and hearing some very great stories about some schools that had engaged in the early days of Transform SC. Help us out a little bit and tell us where you've come since then.
Well, we started out with 37 schools in 20 districts, and we are beginning the expansion process, which we're very excited about. And right now, we probably have sent out 65 application packets, which is good because we're just in the beginning stages of the expansion.
Well, this is part two, I take it then, since you've got 30-something in part one and 20-odd districts. This is part two, and you've got several steps in this application that districts need to consider, that they need to do. And obviously, what I'm reading here are things that are certainly necessary, that the planning stage being implemented before progress can really be made. And you've narrowed it down real well to these steps. How about talk about the steps that you're requiring for schools who are interested in becoming a part of Transform SC?
Okay, there are actually two parts to the application. And part one requires the schools to list goals for innovation at their school that they'd like to accomplish over the next 3 years to, of course, to ensure that the students will graduate to be college, career, and citizenship ready, and as defined by the profile of the graduate. In that, they need to describe any innovative work that's currently underway at their school and to outline the steps that the school would undertake in the next 3 years. And then after they've completed that, they need to complete the course of innovation, the self-assessment, and we also send resources and other helpful aids to help with that process. Then when they have completed the innovation plan and completed the culture of innovation self-assessment, they send it back to us at the Transform South Carolina office. And we review that and we send them part two. And part two is whatever their plan called for. and they may have wanted to involve themselves in project-based learning, blended learning, continuous assessment, or competency-based progression, or some other avenue that they want to go down to make innovation really real in their school. So we'll send them whatever self-assessment that they need, and they'll also send back to us the completion of those assessments with evidence of support from teachers, parents, business leaders, and others, letters of assurance, and their school data sheet. And when we get all of that, we'll review it, and then we'll schedule a time to come and visit their schools, and then we'll move from there. So it's really not a difficult process. I think it's very important to be in two parts because we want the school to be completely in control of writing about their innovation, and because they take what they're doing and make it real for their population, for their community. And while we're there to help and to guide, it truly has to be their innovation plan. But we do know that it's so important to understand the culture of innovation. Before anything else can happen, you've got to have a culture that nurtures innovation, creativity, and that's why we insist that that self-assessment be completed. So we hope that, you know, people will be interested in this. Right now, as I said before, we have 65 schools that have requested information, and we hope to have a quick turnaround. And I know that others will be interested as they hear about the process and word of mouth. And, of course, I'm out and about across the state talking to schools about Transform SC, and more importantly, about how to personalize learning for our students and the importance of the South Carolina profile of the South Carolina graduate.
And we've talked about that profile of the South Carolina graduate before on Speaking of Schools. Betty, this sounds a lot like that there are interchangeable parts from what the district or the school is doing with Transform SC than in their 5 to 10 year annual accreditation process. Am I wrong with that, or are there some steps which are common to both?
There's steps that are common to both in that, you know, you need a well-written plan. You need to know where you're going, how you're going to get there. But with this, I'm hoping that it will move much faster because we really do want to nurture that innovation. We want to encourage schools to be incubators for creativity. We're very interested in collaboration, communication, creativity, and critical thinking, because we know that those are 21st century skills. And then, of course, when you look at the profile of the graduate, they're the soft skills that are so critically important for students to be able to get a job, hold a job, and be promoted in their chosen field. So the profile of the South Carolina graduate really can dovetail with so many other procedures and accreditations. It's not two separate avenues that you, or pathways that you go to. I think that everything that we're about in South Carolina complements each other. And that's the way it should be. When you talk about the profile of the South Carolina graduate, there's so much that falls under that umbrella that you're not doing a set of goals or application packets for one pathway, but when you do one, doing it for all.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, last year at the meeting that you had where some of the schools that were involved in Transform SC told their stories, it's certainly easy to see why enthusiasm was generated, and there has been a cry that has come out from other districts to say, hey, we want to do that. And it's great that you have gone this way. Do you see the process? And I realize that different schools will be involved in different time frames, but do you see the process taking the entire school year?
No, actually. I know that schools and staff, they've been thinking about this for some time, because I have had many people ask me how to become a part of South Carolina. Transform SC. And we talked about that as from school to school and conferences and different venues. So I know that people are already thinking about what type of innovation they want to do. So it will take some time to thoughtfully sit down and potentially and purposely write their plan. But it's only 2 to 3 pages. Then from there, they complete the culture of innovation and then request other assessments. So innovation is not something that happens overnight. It's something that it's a journey. But you can get started very quickly because the journey is going to take a while to change culture, to put forth different instructional strategies that are not teachers are accustomed to or students are accustomed to. So that's going to take some time, but getting started, it's not going to take a lot of time.
Well, knowing Betty Bagley as I do, I know that she, as field director, is willing and able to offer assistance and will be giving a lot of assistance to the various schools and districts that will be in the second wave of Transform SC schools. Transform SC, one of the major players in the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness. And we're grateful to Betty for being with us. And, of course, earlier, Anne-Marie Steritz, who's president and CEO of the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness, with us today on Speaking of Schools. Betty, anything you'd like to add?
Well, only thing I can end with is that I'm so excited about all the enthusiasm and the momentum that I see across the state, from classroom to classroom. Teachers are so engaged in their teaching and excited about their careers and why they chose to be in teaching, and they're excited to see the students do well. And then I see the students so engaged in their learning, and there's excitement, and there's just so much to be excited about. And I know that we're on the right track, and see it across the state, from classroom to classroom, because that's where the true reform is. It happens in the classroom.
Well, it's great to hear the enthusiasm that you generate with the Transform SC and, of course, what you're saying now, 60-something schools that will be in after this second cycle after that's completed. So, Betty, thank you. We appreciate you and Anne-Marie being with us today. Anne-Marie Steritz from the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness, as she is the president and CEO, and Betty Bagley from Transform SC, field director there. Nice having both of you. We appreciate you being with us on Speaking of Schools. Thanks, Betty. Thanks, Anne-Marie. Those two part of a great team there at the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness, with many, many others who have been working for advancement in South Carolina in areas of research, in areas of industry, and of course in education. It's been a pleasure having you with us today as well. Speaking of Schools, the podcast from South Carolina's Department of Education, is a weekly feature here at this website. Thanks for listening, and once again, we appreciate our guest being with us today. We appreciate the pleasure of your company, and we invite you to join us once again next week. We'll be speaking of schools.